Offside.
Berišev koktejl. Prejšnji torek so v albanski prestolnici potekali protesti proti vladi trenutnega premijeja Edija Rame, ki vodi vladajočo socialistično stranko. Protestniki so v poslopja vlade metali molotovke in kamenje, prišlo pa je tudi do spopadov s policijo, ki je proti protestnikom uporabila solzivec in vodni top. Represivni organi so pridržali 13 protestnikov, 16 policistov pa je bilo ranjenih, skupno število ranjenih ni znano. Proteste je sklicala opozicijska demokratska stranka Albanije, ki jo vodi Sali Beriša. Povod za proteste je bilo vladno neupoštevanje odločitve posebnega sodišča proti korupciji in organiziranemu kriminalu, ki je konec novembra odredilo odstavitev ministrice za infrastrukturo in energetiko Belinde Baluku. Gre za tretji večji opozicijski protest v zadnjih 3 mesecih proti odstavljeni ministrici. Več o protestih pove sogovorec Erjon Tase, direktor Akademije za politične študije v Albaniji.
From November, since November, when the prosecutors, special prosecutors against anti-corruption, requested the suspension of Deputy Prime Minister Mrs. Belinda Baluku, was under investigation related some corruption cases for the public procurements in Albania, but the government, the Prime Minister Edi Rama, was resisting to this request from the prosecutors to suspend her under the argument that the justice system cannot interfere in the another power, that is the executive power. So she returned in office, and it was during this period, a lot of people, citizens in Albania, were not happy because for the first time in our country, we have the possibility to that the justice system investigate people with a lot of power in the high level.
Odločitev posebnega sodišča o suspenziji ministrice Baluku je prvi primer take odločitve v Albaniji.
For the first time, there is the decision that the prosecutors requested to the tribunal, the special tribunal, to suspend from duty the deputy prime minister under the argument that she was under investigation and she was making pressure to the staff, her staff. Then, so she was considered as a pressure to the testimonies, and they were also looking to cut the possibility that she was trying to hide proofs in the institution she was leading, because she's also Minister of Infrastructure and Energy, and the tribunal decided that she should be suspended.
Povod za proteste je bila vrnitev Belinde Baluku na položaj infrastrukturne ministrice, za kar je decembra premier Rama dobil dovoljenje ustavnega sodišča. Podrobne je odločitev ustavnega sodišča predstavi Tase.
Prime minister was arguing that the institution of prime minister requested an argumentation from the constitutional court if it was possible that a tribunal can suspend a member of the Council of Ministers because it's an interference in the division of power between the executive and the justice system. And the argument to suspend the suspension was we should wait until the Constitutional Court will have a decision.
Ustavno sodišče ni dokončno razsodilo o tem, ali ima prav premier ali posebno sodišče. Potrdilo je zgolj to, da Baluku ne more upravljati funkcije ministrice. Več sogovorec.
Some days ago the constitutional court voted in parity, so it was not possible to have a, who was the right, the prime minister of the special prosecutors, but at least the suspension to suspension was not possible to be in power, and now after this decision the deputy prime minister is not able to continue the duty. She cannot continue this position, the power she has been, but we don't have a decision from the constitutional court if the tribunal was right or the prime minister was right.
Protestno gibanje proti vladi se je začelo decembra in kot izpostavlja sogovorec, se je demokratska stranka rade volje postavila na vodilno mesto v protestih, saj si poskuša na ta način pridobiti podporo za naslednje lokalne volitve.
The opposition was very happy to take the lead of this eager in the population and the protest every week they are protesting. In front of the prime minister building and requested to the prime minister to leave the justice to take the floor and to suspend the deputy prime minister. For sure, some of the request or the hope of the opposition is also to gather all this pressure because the prime minister is in the fourth mandate. For the first time in one prime minister is in power for the fourth mandate, and the opposition has been so far not able to be strong enough to compete in the elections, and this support that they are getting from people, not only from their militants, but also from people from other strata of population, for sure will be good for them to collect more votes for the forthcoming local election in 2027.
Protestniki podporo iščejo tudi pri mednarodni javnosti in ne zgolj med državljani Albanije, kar pojasnjuje izbiro nekaterih taktik, meni Tase.
Since the Democratic Party is organizing this protest, I guess also is a possibility to show to the international community, because some of the tactics in the protest are also related to became a news in the international media. So the denunciation that Democratic Party is conducting internally can be also promoted internationally in the international media and in the European Union when Albania is in important stage of the integration process. And since the European Union can make some pressure to the Albanian government because of the integration process, there is the hope that the opposition can gain more advantage of this positive pressure that European Union can implement towards the PM.
Protestom proti vladi se pridružuje tudi nekaj novejših opozicijskih strank, kot so Gibanje Postani Albanija, Stranka Priložnost in Gibanje Skupaj. Več o udeležbi drugih strank poleg demokratov pojasni sogovorec.
There are new movements. There are also parallelly protesting in front of the prime minister building or premises. And there are also other maybe groups of people that are not happy with the situation. They are pro the investigation of Mrs. Baluk or other politicians or ministers that maybe are investigated for corruption, but for sure there is not the right collaboration between all these forces.
Se pa tukaj pojavlja ključen problem. Sali Beriša je namreč obtožen korupcije in zaradi tega obsojen na hišni pripor, kar mu otežuje sodelovanje z drugimi strankami albanske opozicije.
We have new voters, there are also new political movements that there are against the government, but they are not accepting to be allied under DP and the Democratic Party because of Mr. Berisha profiles. So for sure, the investigation previous political experience of Mr. Berisha is a problem regarding the making a strong oppositar movement or making bigger the Democratic Party group.
Po sogovorčevem mnenju je eden od ključnih problemov protivladnega gibanja to, da je demokratska stranka postala glavni organizator protestov, kar druge dele opozicije odvrača od sodelovanja.
This is one of the negative aspects of this protest, that Democratic Party, when they organize this protest, they are they would like to be the one who are gathering the voters or the citizens in front of in the main square, and despite some of other initiatives, there are also some initiatives from other groups near the Democratic Party who are inviting other movements, political movements, or even civic activists to be part of this protest. There is no willingness to be together with the Democratic Party, and this is something that make weaker the opposition during this period of or this possibility to make a stronger opposition.
Vlada Edija Rame trdi, da čas za proteste ni primeren, ker je Albanija v ključni fazi pridruževanja Evropski uniji. Ustavno sodišče pa še ni sprejelo končne odločitve. Vladni odziv na proteste komentira sogovorec.
So far the idea or the response has been that it is something that cannot have success or that is a under the interest of the Mr. Berisha, and it's not the right things to do because the country is in the process of implementation of integration, European integration. So this has been the behavior, but for sure everyone was waiting if there will be some decision from the Constitutional Court before taking action. This week, this Friday on 20th of February, another protest is announced, and for sure the situation every week, that every protest, it's more and more aggressive.
Premier Rama je že napovedal predlog zakona, ki bi onemogočil posebnemu sodišču suspendiranje nekoga, ki trenutno zaseda ministerski položaj.
Today the prime minister was making public the intention of the government to propose a change in the legislation, so the ministers and also some other high figures can be under the immunity, they cannot be suspended by the tribunal in the future, but not for the case of Mrs. Balogo. But in the future, there will be a change because the majority has the votes to approve this draft, this amendment to the legislation.
Demokratska stranka je po dolgem času izven oblasti našla upanje za vrnitev na prestol. Vladajoča socialistična stranka pa se medtem poskuša v ta prestol ugrezniti še globlje. Offside je pripravila Vida.